Several media outlets are reporting today that President-elect Donald Trump is expected to name Andy Puzder, the CEO of CKE Holdings, to be his labor secretary. NPR has not yet confirmed that. CKE Holdings runs the Carl's Jr. and Hardee's burger chains, and Puzder is a critic of raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, as some fast food workers would like. Meanwhile, some more of Trump's tweets are getting attention, and joining us now to talk about all of this is Domenico Montanaro, politics editor at NPR. Hi, Domenico.
Hello, Jeremy.
And first of all, what more can you tell us about Andy Puzder?
Well, you know, you mentioned a little bit about him being the CEO that kind of oversees Hardee's and Carl's Jr., the fast food advocate, fast food chain. He's criticized the Affordable Care Act. You noted that he was against raising the minimum wage really above anything over $9 an hour. And while all this could mean that he could roll back some of the Obama regulations when you think about things like overtime pay, workplace safety, corporate accountability, there was even one effort to try to get a little bit more transparency on union busting tactics within organizations. Most of or all of that will either not be enforced very heavily or rolled back, you would expect.
I also saw that he had written a piece in the Wall Street Journal along with Stephen Moore, the conservative economist, saying, "We believe that deporting 11 million people is unworkable, and we hope in the end Mr. Trump comes to the same conclusion." Mm-hmm. I wonder if Trump supporters are going to like to hear that and the issue of the $15 minimum wage. Is he going to face any pushback from Trump's most vocal supporters?
I doubt it. I mean, I think that the big thing with him, if you think about a lot of the cities around the country that have tried to do things like, restricting the size of soft drinks when New York tried to do it, for example, other cities, San Francisco, whatever. This is the kind of thing that he has said stifles growth. So I don't think that what he is, may have said when it comes to immigration is really going to have any kind of impact on the supporters that, support Trump. They would just see him as somebody who wants to expand business. But what I think is really key for our listeners to understand is now you're starting, as you see the cabinet take shape, you're going to have a very pro-oil, pro-fast food, anti-regulations administration that's coming in.
And a lot of multimillionaires as well. Let's talk about what happened last night on television. And I'm not talking about Hairspray Live, which apparently Trump wasn't watching, but rather CNN, where Chuck Jones, who's the head of the local steelworkers union at Carrier Corporation in Indianapolis, said that Trump had, quote, lied his ass off about how many Carrier jobs he saved in a deal announced last week. Here's Jones on CNN.
Well, I want to say this, first of all. I appreciate Mr. Trump getting involved and saving as many people's livelihoods as he did. So I don't think that can go without being said. I just wish that he'd have had the numbers down and he'd have been.
So Trump was watching that and he tweeted out, "Chuck Jones, who is president of United Steelworkers 1999, has done a terrible job representing workers. No wonder companies flee country." And then Jones said that within a half an hour, he had started getting threatening phone calls from Trump supporters. And then on CNN, former Bill Clinton Labor Secretary Robert Reich made a direct appeal to Trump. This was fascinating to watch. Let's listen to an extended portion.
"With all due respect, Mr. Trump, you are president-elect of the United States. You are looking and acting as if you are mean and petty, thin-skinned, and vindictive. Stop this. This is not a fireside chat. This is not what FDR did. This isn't lifting people up. This is actually penalizing people for speaking their minds. What you did with Boeing the other day, minutes after the CEO of Boeing was quoted as saying that you, Mr. Trump, you, President-elect Trump, were wrong on international trade, what did you do? You tweeted that Boeing should have an order canceled. Well, you called it a $4 billion order. And that meant Boeing's own prices, its share prices, plummeted. So in other words, what you, Mr. Trump, what you would like is for no one, not a CEO, nobody on television, no journalist, nobody to criticize you. You take offense at that. Well, you are going to be president very shortly. You are going to have at your command not just Twitter, but also the CIA, the IRS, the FBI. If you have this kind of thin-skinned vindictiveness attitude toward anybody who criticizes you, we are in very deep trouble, and sir, so are you.
Wow. Well, Domenico, your thoughts on that and this whole brouhaha?
Well, I mean, I think Robert Reich always does have something of a flair for the dramatic. He's been able to kind of gather some attention for his points of view that way. I think Trump would probably dismiss him as just a liberal economist who's, you know, talking, saying what he's saying. And I think we should also not necessarily say exactly that we know Trump was watching when the union leader was on. I think it's very likely and perhaps apparent that he was. And I think it's important to line up some of these tweets and times. And I do think, though, Mr. Reich makes one interesting point that there are these sort of two sides to Trump, and when somebody he takes a lot of things personally, and if someone is going to who's the small guy, the little guy, yeah, really compared to the president, going to be criticizing him, is he going to do that every day of his presidency? It seems kind of not the best use of time.
That's Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor at NPR. Domenico, thanks so much.
Thank you.